There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
As children bring their broken toys with tears for us to mend, I brought my broken dreams to God because He was my friend. But then instead of leaving Him in peace to work alone, I hung around and tried to help with ways that were my own. At last, I snatched them back and cried, "How could you be so slow?" "My child," he said, "what could I do? You never did let go." That's a very famous poem by Miss Burns. The poet had her toys broken and she took them to God so that He could mend them. And whilst He was busy in repairing those toys, the author kept interrupting, telling God the perfect way to do that. And at long last, when the toy could not be repaired, the author said, "How you could be so slow?" And what did God say? "You never allowed me. You never let go." So, when you give something to God, the best thing is to give it fully. It should be a integrated surrender. Otherwise, it will not work. So when you hand over something to Him, give that thing completely to Him. Baba uses the Hindi word asoch, means have no thought, be thoughtless. One of the beautiful sentences that come in Murlis is this quote from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verse number 66. Mam ekam sharanam vraja. Just surrender unto me. Mam ekam. Only me. Give up every other thing. Sarva dharman paritajya. keep aside everything and just surrender unto me. And this is a very beautiful and a revolutionary statement. In fact, surrender itself is a revolution. The moment you surrender, a revolution is brought forth in your life. And revolution is, and surrender is a miracle. Mam Ekam Sharanam. Bhagavad Gita is perhaps the only scripture in the whole world which is spoken in first person. God is talking in first person. There are dialogues, there are conversations. Arjuna is continuously asking. He is continuously trying to clarify his doubts all through the 17 chapters of Bhagavad Gita. And at last, in 18th chapter, this statement comes. Now keep aside everything what you have in your mind. Keep aside all the religions and just surrender unto me. Mam Ekam. The statement is authoritative. The statement is very powerful. Absolute surrender. Complete surrender. Shiva is Satyam. When you surrender unto Shiva, your surrender is unto truth. So when you surrender unto truth, truth manifests before you. Truth is revealed to you. Your surrender to God is in fact surrender to Satyam, the highest truth. Your surrender to Shiva is in fact surrender to the highest auspiciousness in life. Everything that is beneficial, everything that is virtuous, everything that is godliness comes unto you because you have surrendered unto Shiva. So Shiva enters the life. Your surrender unto Shiva is a surrender unto that Sundaram, the ultimate beauty, the final beauty, the inner beauty. You start becoming beautiful internally. So, the surrender to God is in fact surrender to truth, to godliness, and to beauty. And when you surrender, automatically, the darkness of falsehood is removed and truth comes. And truth is light. Truth is the dazzling light. Shivam comes. Everything that is inauspicious, everything that is unfavorable is driven away. And everything becomes favorable. Everything's become congenial. And then the real beauty happens. The life becomes beautiful. Vices have made us ugly. They have made us dark. Baba uses the word Shyam Sundar. So when spiritual beauty comes in life, we really become beautiful. But all these things will happen when there would be surrender. What is surrender? It's a very deep word, a very miraculous word, a revolutionary word. When I say that I surrender, I is lost. Surrender, that's the meaning. Sur means head. Head means ego. Ego means I. Make this under. Let it go down. Surrender is the total shattering of the ego. Where? Now you can't say that I am doing anything. I am nothing. Even this statement is lost, that I am nothing. you just become silent. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a beautiful story of Gajendra Moksham. Gajendra is an elephant, gigantic, beautiful. He is living with his family near one mountain called Trikut Mountain. So near that mountain, there is a lake. And once Gajendra with his family goes to that lake for merriment, for enjoyment, for bath. And he's so lost in that gleeful merriment that he doesn't want to come out of that lake. All other members, they move out. But the Gajendra is lost in enjoyment. And because of that splashing of water and voice, the crocodile which is there, whose name was Makara, that Makara got disturbed. And he tries to get hold of the leg of that elephant. And now Gajendra couldn't do anything because he is penetrating his teeth deep into his leg. And there is so much pain, unbearable pain. The more the Gajendra is struggling, the more is the pain. Now he doesn't understand what to do. He tries to call his family members, but nobody is ready to come. Rather, they run away. And Gajendra is left all alone. And in that moment of sheer helplessness, in that moment of sheer haplessness, helpless and hapless, he cries out to God, "O Lord, save me. O Lord, save me." And the cry and that pleading arises from the very core of his being. And he says, "O Lord, I surrender." And it is shown that Lord is coming there with his Garuda, with his vehicle. And the moment Gajendra sees the Lord, he takes one lotus from that lake and hurls towards God. And that very moment, it is shown that God is pleased and he cuts off the crocodile, Makara, with his discus. And Gajendra is freed. Not only freed, but he attains moksha, the ultimate freedom, liberation. Later on, it was revealed to Gajendra why this happened. So there is a story behind that. In the previous birth, both of these people, in their different lives, they had become egoistic. And that's why they got this birth. And then it was also told that God would come and free both of them. So that's the story of total surrender. Surrender means so long as you are saying that I am doing, I am trying, I will free myself, I will do this, it doesn't work. When you come to a conclusion, when you come to the realization, now I am not doing anything. Things are happening on its own. I am just an instrument. He is using me. I am a weapon in his hand. So I have nothing of my own. So with that sense of deep surrender, the real flowering of consciousness happens. I am nothing. I am nothing. So many times we have seen in Murli's, Baba says, "Just surrender unto me. Do not surrender unto any human being. Surrender unto me." So when you surrender to the highest power, to the highest authority, the highest truth comes into your life. The highest godliness comes in your life. The highest beauty enters your life. And with that truth, with that godliness, and with that beauty, the life undergoes revolution. It is not that what I should do, how should I do. It is not like that. It is just surrender. Surrender means jump into the unknown. Surrender means what is going to happen, I do not know. Surrender means total insecurity. Surrender means no defense. You become defenseless. Surrender means no guarantee. No guarantee. If you surrender with an attitude, okay, I am going to surrender, but provided, see that, if I fall sick, I should have one server. If I fall sick, all my expenses should be borne by the society or the institution. I can surrender unto you. A guru, a disciple comes and to a master and says, okay, I am ready to surrender, but see that you take care of my food, my clothings, my shelter. You should provide me shelter. You should provide me good clothes. You should look after my all comforts. Surrender means total discomfort. Absolute discomfort. Surrender means no security, no guarantee, no defense. Absolute unknown. The future is absolutely unknown. You do not know what is going to happen next. Surrender means you have nothing of your own. That's real surrender. And when such a surrender takes place, God Himself takes care of you. He takes you in your hand, in His hand. That's the real surrender. The real depth of surrender. You do not really know anything. Your totally future is absolutely unknown. It is as if a walk into the dark. You don't know what's going to happen next. But there is no fear still. But still, you have a deep faith. Surrender means complete faith, 100% faith, nishchay. That is the depth of surrender. Surrender means you have full faith that He is with me. He will take care of me. Even if the whole world goes against me, I have no stress, tension, or fear. When God is with me, who can be against me? Surrender means no personal desires. Surrender means no personal ambition. Surrender means no personal opinion. Surrender means no personal enjoyment. Your enjoyment is my enjoyment. Surrender means your desire is my desire. I don't have my own desires. One of the greatest yogis in the world was born in Tibet. Tibetan yogi, Milarepa. Milarepa. There are many books written on him. And his stories are told and retold in Tibetan culture and across the world. Earlier, he was a murderer. But later on, he turned into a saint. One of the greatest yogis of the world. It is said of Milarepa that when he approached his master, his guru, his master said, you will have to surrender unto me. He said, yes, I am ready. Milarepa said, yes, I am ready to surrender. But there were other students who were there in that ashram, in that monastery. They saw that Milarepa is a very brilliant guy. And he can be a future danger to us. Because he will become chief disciple and later on our master. So they all went to the master and said, don't trust him. We need to check his level of surrender. Whether it is a real surrender or is just bluffing. So Master said, okay, Milarepa, come here. See, there is a hill. Just jump from that hill. Milarepa said, okay. He went to the hill and jumped from the hill. The other disciples were happy. The danger is gone. And after many hours, they went down the cliff to search where is he. After hours of searching, they found him. He is sitting like this and meditating nicely, blissful, happy, unwounded. He was brought to the master and everybody was surprised. But they thought this could be a coincidence. We need to do another test. One test is not enough. But master knew how this happened. He went to Milarepa at night and asked, how you did this? He said, I don't do anything. I didn't do anything. It's you who did it. Because you are my master. I surrendered unto you. The master was shocked. Because inside he knew that I didn't do this. But he didn't say anything. The next time they said, the house is burning. Milarepa, go and sit inside that house and don't come out till the entire house turns into ash. The house is burning. You need to sit in that house and you will not come out till the whole house turns into ashes. Milarepa went nicely and sat there meditating. The whole house was turned into ashes. Other disciples went to search him. He was, all ashes were over him, but he was blissful and happy, smiling. He was again brought to the master and master said, how you did this? He says, it is your miracle, not mine. I surrender unto you. The master was again amazed. But again, disciple says, this is a coincidence. We need to do third trial. And they said, let's move. And they went to a river. And there was no ferryman there. The boatman was not there. So master said, Milarepa, go walk on the river and go on the other side and bring the boatman. Milarepa said, yes, my lord. And he walked over the river and brought the boatman. The master, this was too much. Master said, how you are doing all these things? Milarepa said, I am not doing anything. I have surrendered. It's your power. I took your name and I walked. The master said, my name is so powerful. Let me think what happens. Let me walk myself. And the master started walking on the river. And he drowned. He got drowned. What happened to him next, nobody knows. So that's the power of surrender. The power of surrender. It is not about whom you are surrendering. Just surrendering itself is powerful. Even forget to whom you are surrendering. Surrender itself is miraculous. Surrender itself is a revolution. When you surrender, the whole universe comes on your side. The mountains, the valleys, the water, the lake, the sky, the moon, the sun, the earth, everything. Everything becomes sync with you. The rhythm of the universe becomes the rhythm of the soul. The music of the soul becomes the music of the universe. So when you surrender, it is not about surrendering into this person or that person. Even those who have surrendered to their gurus, in their lives miracles took place. The people who surrendered unto gods and demigods and semigods. Even if you surrender unto the stone, the miracle will take place. It's not about whom you are surrendering. It is the surrender which is important. And when even surrendering unto a stone can do miracle, what about surrendering to the highest power, which is Satyam and which is Shivam and which is Sundaram? If miracles have taken place while surrendering to these small things, people surrender unto nature and miraculous in their lives. You surrender unto a tree and the tree becomes your friend. Baba said in one of the Murlis in 1971 or 72 probably, at the time of destruction, Vinash, if you are combined with me, the Prakriti will not harm you. Just The storm will come, but it will stop at 1 foot distance. It will stop. It will not harm you. So surrender has that much power. Surrender itself is powerful. There was a Murli. I think Baba had come in history hall. And Baba was relating Murli. Avyakta Bab Dada. And suddenly there was a huge storm. Meditation hall or history hall? I am not remembering. Probably meditation hall. So Baba said, see, Prakriti is testing Prakriti Pati. Prakriti is testing the master of nature. So it is the sense of ultimate surrender. Surrender is very powerful. That's why Baba keep on saying, Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. Just surrender. When you don't understand anything, don't use your mind, don't use your intellect. There are 7 types of surrender. 1. Body. Your body is God's. So you surrender unto Him. It's no more yours. Even if there is a sickness, there is an illness, there is a disease, you offer your body to Him. Now He will take care of it. He will decide what to do and what not to do. There were 15 days where Baba had fed all the yajna children with buttermilk and that bajra roti. Nothing else but this mono diet for 15 days. And there were so many who were sick, but they all got okay. They had cough, cold and so many other things and allergies. But they all got cured with the mono diet for 15 days. And that was miraculous. So this is all about nishchay. This is all about faith. This is all about surrender. Don't ask what He is doing is right or wrong. He is the ultimate. He is the final thing. Whatever He is saying, that alone is truth. All else is untrue. If He is saying this, that His word is Srimat. That's it. That is faith. So body, man, mind. Surrender your mind. Mind includes your emotions, your thoughts, your feelings, your imaginations, your vritti, everything. Thought, make it powerful. Thought becomes vritti, karma becomes sanskar. Keep on repeating a thought, the thought turns into vritti. Keep on repeating a karma, karma turns into a sanskar. Second is body. Third is dhan, wealth. Give your wealth to Him. See what He does with that. Fourth is your intellect, buddhi. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, there can be an ego about buddhi, about your karma, about your specialities. So many things. You can become egoistic for that. So fourth. Fifth is sanskar. Surrender that. That's the most difficult because sanskars are automatic. They are not under control. So control of surrendering sanskar is a very subtle surrender. Sixth is karma. All your actions you offer unto Him. And last, your relationships. All relationships. So these are 7 types of surrender. So surrender is the highest, the last word in religion. Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. Just surrender unto Me. Don't ask. Don't inquire. Don't say, He is that, why, this, when. Don't keep on saying that. Just come unto Me, I will take care of you. Om Shanti.